was the emphasis on practice today?
A lot of talk about communication. I think trying to get more efficient with our execution, which will help. Turnovers, basically. We made a lot of mistakes handling the ball. I think some of it because we've got a lot of new faces. We've had a few injuries, guys coming back from injuries. They're getting reacclimated. New faces need to figure plays out. So that, that was a concern. Following the Houston game, just that we turned it over too much. Just getting a little rhythm together and playing. And, we're continuing to focus on the things that we need to be doing defensively to be better.
Did you come to on-court communication that you're talking about, or on the bench, or
on the
in
court.
The locker room? Or?
Our group is – talking on the court is hard when you're competing, when you're fatigued. I think we've got a group that is close, and, their communication amongst one another is good. Just when you get out, when you're new to one another, especially, when there's duress, it's difficult to do that. It's really, really hard. We got to keep trying, keep emphasizing it. They got to keep wanting it. We know how important it is to just improves everything.
When you talk about those turnovers, you look at it on the film and you broke it down. Mm-hmm. How much of that was self-inflicted? How much of that was?
It depends how you define self-inflicted.
Kicking the ball off your foot, throwing it away.
Well, if Trevor Ariza is pressuring the hell out of you. And you kick it off your foot. It's self-inflicted, but it's also Houston. So I think there was probably a balance of that. Some of the things fundamentally, they speed you up, we're without Alec and Rodney. Those are two of our better ball handlers at the beginning of the year. We're with Elijah and Dante. Joe had a sprained ankle. You start wearing thin. And that aggressiveness and that length and quickness, it has even more of an impact on your ability to handle the ball.
What'd you like most in Ennis's performance first game back?
I think it's competitiveness. He just came out to just playing to win. He was physical and just really threw himself in it. He was on a minutes restriction, so he wasn't able to play long stretches, but I thought he found a rhythm in spite of that.
What about his strides defensively this year?
He's been doing everything we've asked and embraced it. And, I've said this for a guy that's as big and strong as he is, he's very agile. His ability to guard perimeter players, that's the area where I think he's continued to improve is, just being out on the floor, finding a comfort level with that. We're really pleased with his progress there.
Have you went over a bunch of different scenarios and possibilities with him coming back and being healthy?
Yeah, I think more than anything, just getting him back and having him play. I don't think there's a whole lot of magic to it. Fave's been out. Book's been out. We've had various guys, out at times. And I think, different combinations. One of the things, we have confidence in all of our big guys. Not that we don't in our smalls, but I think they've played very well at different times, with different combinations together.
What have your thoughts been on Joe, and what have your thoughts been on Elijah?
Joe and Elijah could not be more different, players. I think the one thing, they both want to win and do. When I say, Joe's, handling the point some, Elijah's matched up on Kevin Garnett and then James Harden. I think Elijah defensively, can really have an impact. And Joe's feel for the game and his passing. And that's not to diminish those skills from either one of the others, but I think they're obvious when people watch. You watch us play, you see those things. So,
how tough are the Warriors to go up against defensively, just from their shooters like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson?
It's just a different level of pace and of skill that you may think you're on somebody and you're not, because of how quickly they release the ball, how confident they are. All the different guys that are capable of making plays with the ball, and really every position. Bogut, a heck of a passer, and they're that good.
they are known so much for offense, and that's what the highlights show. But they're the number one defensive team. What are some of those keys offensively tomorrow and some of the things when
well, they're just very – they're long. I think they're very good individually, and additionally, they're very good collectively. That combination, you know, is a tough one. I think they've had a mindset like that. They've just taken it to another level. So it's I don't think it's a surprise to people in the league that are there. But like you said, we don't see that many defensive highlights. We see highlights of, you know, Steph Curry making shots, and Andre Iguodala, you know, finishing at the rim, and Klay Thompson posting up, shooting turnarounds, and all those guys with their skill sets that are so, you know, so effective.
Is that communication even all the more important when during yeah. coming off those screens when a team does all the things they do there?
Sure. Yeah, I think in transition as much as anything too. There's guys running to the 3-point line, and you got to protect the basket because they're putting pressure on the rim. And there's a level of really their passing, their full court passing, makes it really hard. It's tough to be as fast as the ball.